Today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Beis. As we continue in the third parak of Bekol Ma'arvin, hopefully there is a daf Be'in shir up. There was a shir given last night on mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Came up on yesterday's daf, related in general, and to Talmud Torah. That was last night's daf Be'in shir. Today we continue Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, the Mishnah, with more details related to Erev Truman. Says the Mishnah, Hasholeach Eruvo Biyat Chereshot V'Katan. If somebody sends their Erev, meaning they give the bread to a Chereshot V'Katan in order to place at the place for a to be Kona Shvisa, O Biyad Mishein Amodah Be'Erev, or he sends it, he makes a Shaliach with somebody who is not Modeh in the concept of Eruv. We'll see the Gemara is going to say that's a Kusi, who does not believe in all of the Torah Sheval Peh. Says the Gemara, Eino Eruv. It's not an Eruv, because you didn't give it to somebody who you could trust. Who says they did it? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but you can't trust them, and therefore, Eino Eruv. V'yim Amar la'achar l'kablo b'menu, but if you give it to, it's not that there's a, these people are mufka from Shlichus, but that doesn't matter. For the mufka from Shlichus. The issue here, you don't really need a Shliach, you just have to make sure that it is placed there. If I throw it, if I any way that I can make sure it's there. But here you can't make sure that it's there because these people aren't trustworthy and they're lav but bnei das, and that's why you cannot use them. But v'mar malach or the kabel b'menu ha'reza erif. But if you have somebody else that is going to take it from them, v'mar malach, you have somebody who's at the spot and you're going to be able to contact that other person to see if it was brought there. So then it is good. Why is it good? A katan is a labar shlichus, right? A shote? The answer is you don't need a real shliach here. You just need somebody who's going to make sure that it gets done. So if you have somebody who's there, who's going to accept it, so that is good enough also. It says the Gemara of a katan lo. Is it really true that a katan you cannot use? Stam, you can't use him without the other person, the makabal there. V'yamar Rav Huna, katan goves ha'erev. We have a statement from Rav Huna that katan is allowed to go around and collect the erev from all the bnei achatzer and to be ma'arev and to set it for them in one of the houses. So the Gemara answers, klokasha kan be'eruve tchumin, kan be'eruve chatzeros. It depends on which type of erev we're talking about. Most of this parak is about Erev Tchumen. So that is what is not allowed by a katan. That's our Mishnah. Rav Huna was talking about Erev Chatzeros. What's the difference? So we mentioned Derech Agav yesterday, the Machlokas Rambam Raivit, about the bracha regarding Erev. Everybody agrees that there's you make a bracha when you make an Erev Tchumen. The Machlokas is, what about an Erev Chatzeros? Right, so that's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding Erev. The Ravid says, what kind of mitzvah are you doing? Fine, Erev Tchumen, but Erev Chatzeros? Right, so that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which Bez Hashem will mention again later. But here, what's the difference between Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros? So Rashi, important Rashi. Rashi on the second Rashi on the Gemara. Eruve Chatzeros, de Eruve Rishusayhu Ba'almahu. What are you doing? You're just mixing the Rishuyos. Hilkach, you're creating everybody into one big happy family. Hilkach, Memela Ma'arev. So it happens Memela. All you need is for it to get done. It's not such halachically significant what you are actually doing. And therefore, once it can get done, it's okay, so you can even use a katan. V'yavagav de'in ma'isa katan klum, even though usually the halachic status of an action of a katan is not significant, lo'ich ba'lam, we don't care, k'detan l'kaman, like we have later on, balabayish ha'yeshut of imshchein of ein'sorach la'arif. You're not, it's memela. Everybody else, let's say it's going to be in my house. I don't even have to give towards the Erev. So davar the memelavi, we all become one big happy family. Aval eruve tchumin aknuye shvisahu. But an Erev tchum is something active. That's being makne, that's creating a new center of Shabbos for me. V'katam lo'olam le'mikne. And a katan can't do that. A katan can't accomplish that. There's the creation of something. It's not just memela, something happening. We're putting all of our food into one area, so we're one big happy family, which the Gemara calls, according to Rashi, a davar de memela. When it comes to Erev Tchumen, there's something more active. There's a kinyan shvisa, and therefore a katan will not be able to do that. This works out very nicely, if you remember, to the Oneg Yontif that we mentioned yesterday. The Oneg Yontif if you remember, said he contrasted chalitza and tevila versus erev tumin. By chalitza, by tevila, you're just removing a problem. So you're not directly connected to the hana'a that you get afterwards. The fact that you're tahar, the fact that you can marry anyone you want, because you're just removing a problem. By erev tumin, you're creating something. You're creating something in order to allow you to travel to a certain distance tomorrow. That's the creation, and that's why it's going to be more of a problem in the sugya of mitzvahs lav lehenos ditnu. So this works out very nicely according to that. And Erev Tchumen is really creating something, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Yesterday, what we mentioned to the Oneg Yantif, and what's mentioned here. So Rashi's focus is Mimela versus Amaisa, versus something active. Aknu Yeshvisehu. If you look at Rabbeinu Yehonasan in the back, we haven't done enough Rabbeinu Yehonasan. Rabbeinu Yehonasan in the back, he's instead of the Ran on Mesechas Erevin. He has a little different focus. Basically similar idea, but he says the difference is whether you have to say anything. Whether you have to say anything. Erev Chatzeres, you don't have to say anything. You just do it. And a Katan, you know, it doesn't have to say anything. Masha'ekein by Erev Tchum, you have to talk. You have to have an Amira. And that's why a Katan can't do it. He says, V'lo ichba lunch, are you eno tzarch shiyomar bo klum? Avo be'er of tchumin tzarch shu shiyomar b'makka meruve zeh teishvi saso shalploni v'hu la bardas. And therefore he can't have that Amira. So that's why a Katan is excluded. So Rashi's focus is Maisa versus Memela. Rabbeinu Yonatan's focus is the Amira. And Tosfos has a third idea. Tosfos says Erev Tchumen at least has a pasuk that it is connected to. Tosfos on the second wide line. Tosfos lachenira lafareish deruve tchumen hoel vaas mechuha akra chamiri velo hamnuhu rabbanan velo have erev imlo baomid veroeya. As we'll see, when it comes to Erev Tchumen, they connected it to a pasuk. Connected to a pasuk, right? We had at the end of the first parak al yetsa yishbim komo. It's connected to a pasuk, so that's why it is more chomer. Again, all these might work together. Rashi might be the svara of Tosfos based on the pasuk, but either way, Tosfos quotes Rashi and instead says his pshat that it's pasuk versus not pasuk. So you have Rashi, Rabbeinu Yehonasan, and Tosfos in terms of what's the difference between Erev Tchumen and Eruv Chatzeros. Good. We can, one other ha'ara in that in the continuation of Tosfos. Tosfos says, we know from the beginning of Maseches Psachim, are you allowed to trust a katan for bedikas chametz? What if you have your child, you have your 10-year-old, you put him in charge of checking your house for chametz? Are you allowed to do that? So Tosfos says, based on the Gemara says that you're allowed to, because the whole concept is derabanan. Why? On a daraisa level, I was mevatel my chametz. So therefore, I'm not violating by Rabbi Yamatzi daraisa at all. So bedikas chametz is only a tzorech mi derabanan that the rabbis required. And the Gemara says, hemninu rabanan bidrabanan. The rabbanan said a katan is believed in a rabbinic area. So ask Tosfos. This is a rabbinic area. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Erev Tchumen is derabanan also, so why don't we allow a katan? We only allow a katan by Erev Chatzeros, and not by Erev Tchumen. They're both derabanan, so why wouldn't we allow it? So Tosfos answers, Hainu, when do we say? The Gemara is not giving a general rule in Maseches Psachim regarding all derabanans. Ketanim are believed in. No, when are they believed? Hainu bayis shelahem derami alayhu. It's derabanan, and it's something that is incumbent upon them. They're responsible for. If they're responsible for something and they know it, so even though they're a lav bar das doraisa, if we know that they are somewhat competent, then we would allow them to do it. Aval shlichus, igal amemer demiyashi. But if I ask the katan to do something, who says he did it? He doesn't have to do it. It's my responsibility. He decided not to do it. Miyashi. So Tosfos adds in that element to that Gemara. It's not just an issue of believed by Durabanans, but believed by something that's incumbent upon them. You got to work this out with the Gemara's in Maseches Ksubis. Think of the second parak where the Gemara talks about, sounds like general rules. A katan is believed by Truma Durabanan. Right? If you ask a katan says, I remember that my father used to take me out of school early to be able to go get the Truma. So Gemara says, Truma Durabanan, their belief. So is that a case of Mutal Alayhu? So you got to work that out, but that's what Tosfos says here. Okay, so that's the chiluk of Ketanim. Now we get into the next Gemara. Beyond Mishena Moda Be'eriv. So also, I'm not allowed to send it in the hands of someone who's not Moda Be'eriv. Man Amar Avchizda Kusai, or a Kusi, or a non-Jew, or anyone else who is not moda be erif. But if I tell somebody else to accept it, it's an erif. Why? Not because that makes him into the parsha of shlichus, but just because now I know it's there. Because I can ask the guy. It's what's called a milsa da avidi legluye. I would be able to go and find out. Says the Gemara, v'lechash dilma lo mamtile. The Gemara is assuming that you're not going to go ask your friend afterwards. But you know you appointed somebody. But maybe still the guy didn't get it there. Maybe the katan didn't get it there. So, how do you know? Kedam Rav Chizda ba'omid ve'ro'ehu. No, you watch him. And you see him get all the way to the other person. See, how far out of the town is it? It's up to 2,000 amos. Probably able to see it. So, ba'omid ve'ro'ehu, just like Rav Chizda said elsewhere. Ba'omid ve'ro'ehu. Hachanami ba'omid ve'ro'ehu. So here too, that's how he would be mokim the Mishnah. When it says that you appointed someone else, it also has ba'omid ve'ro'ehu. V'leichesh dumo lo shakal minei. But what do you mean? Maybe he did not accept it from him. You see the katan got there. You see the person who you told to get it standing there, but maybe at the end he refused to take it. Kidam Rabbi Yechiel, like Rabbi Yechiel says elsewhere, chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. No, there's a chazaka that if you make a shliach mistama, he did what he was supposed to do. Hachanami chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. So to hear, there's a chazaka that the shliach does his shlichus. So our Mishnah is a case of you appointed somebody else and you're omid v'ro'ehu, and we assume that the person who you appointed, the mekabel, is a real shliach. The ones who went there, the cheresh of the katan, are not shlichim, right? They're lav b'nei das. But the one you appointed is the mekabel, is a shliach, and chazaka shliach also shlichusa. The heche itma Rav Chizda Rav Yechiel. Where did they say? We could just quoted Rav Chizda Rav Yechiel from elsewhere. Where did they say their ukimta of their case? Aha itmar, on the following. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Nasnu lepil v'holicho. What if you gave your Erev, you didn't give it, you put it on the back of an elephant, and you push the elephant in a certain direction? Are you allowed to rely on that Erev? Lekof v'holicho, or it on him to a monkey. So ain't the Erev, you have no idea if it got there. V'im amar la'achar l'kabla menare is Erev, but if you appointed somebody else to stand there and accept it and take it off the elephant or the monkey, it works. Obviously, we're not talking about real shlichim here in terms of the bringing it there. The domelo mamtile, what do you mean? Maybe the elephant never got there. Amar Rav Chizda, meaning, what does that mean? The person you appointed to take it is standing there and he's waiting, but the elephant never got there. The answer is no, you watched. You watched the elephant get there. Amar Rav Chizda, ba'omid v'ro'ehu. The domelo makabale minei, maybe he didn't accept it from him. Right? Maybe the elephant got there and you saw him there, but he didn't take it. That's where he said the chazaka that the makabel did what he was supposed to do. As long as you know the elephant got there, you could assume that the shliach did what he was supposed to do and took the eriv off of the elephant. There is a melecha shlomo. Who's a melecha shlomo? It's one of the commentaries on the bottom of Mishnayos. If you look in Kilayim, Perek Ches Mishnevav. At the end of Kilayim, the Gemara there, we mentioned in the past that there are five types of Kilayim. There's Kilayim of Kilay Zraim, planting things. Kilay Hakerem, that's planting things dafka with grapes. Kilay Begadim, Shatnez, what we call Shatnez. And then the two types of Kilay Behema. That's what's discussed here at the end of Kilayim. The last parak is about Shatnez. But before that, we have the issues of Kilay Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. So the Mishnah goes through which animals are considered Behemos, which ones are considered Chayos, which ones are the same min, which ones are different minim. So like the Mishnah says, Shor Bar, the wild ox, min Behema. V'Reb Yosi Omer, min Chaya. Kelev, min chaya. Rabbi Meir Omer min behema. It's machlokas about a kelev. Chazir min behema. Arod min chaya. A pig and an arod, which are similar, right? They always say it's different. Hapil vahakof min chaya. What we would translate as elephants and monkeys, right? Min chaya, those are chayos. Okay, the mafarshim here, the Teretz Yisrael discusses what they're called. Fine. Says the Melech Shlomo, kashali ma'asal ashmi'inan. What's the chiddush of the pill and the kof? By the others, we know they're similar to another animal mentioned. About a kelev, you have to mention because it's a machlokas. A chazir, you have to mention because a chazir and an arod are similar. So why do you have to mention elephants and the monkeys? We would think they're behemoths? They're chayos. We know they're chayos. What's the chiddush? Vishamati mipichacham chasid mekubal Rebbe Meshulam Zatzal. I heard from Rabbi Meshulam the Mekubal. Alahi detani bebrachas. That which it says in the end of Maseches Brachas, that if you see a peel or a kof or a kipof, you have to say Baruch Mishana Habrios. Make the bracha. Mishana Habrios. Dekasha, he asked on that. My shinu ishaya chasam. What's the Mishana Habrios? Did the elephant change from something? Hashem created the elephant as an elephant. Hashem created the monkey as a monkey. So what do you mean Mishana Habrios? What, a cat is not Mishan Abrius? Why isn't that Mishan Abrius? We're just used to seeing cats. Every animal Hashem made in a certain way. So what's the Shinui Habrios that we make a bracha on? Okay, we're not getting into the Lamaisa elements. What brachas do you make at a zoo? But either way, the Milchecha Shlomo wonders, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? All the other ones, we know there's an element of a chiddush. A shor bar is a min behema. Right, it's a wild ox, all the others, but what's the chiddush of mentioning peel and kof? And why do you say Mishana Abrios? You should say Mishana Abrios by every animal in the book. Vitirates, and Rabbi Meshulam the Mekubal says, no. Tibizman dar hamabol nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu min ha'anashim shehafchan lekofim v'pilim. Hashem changed people. Part of the dar hamabol, everybody was killed, but he changed people into, even maybe before the mabol. Maybe he changed them to monkeys and elephants. V'hainu shahakof dome la'adam. That's why a monkey has certain human features. Upil nami mevin lashim b'nei adam. I'm not a zoologist, but he says elephants have certain type of intellect, if we're translating peel correctly. So he says, they came from people. Where do we have this? Where do we have this? We have it at the beginning of the second parak. Remember, the Gemara says in Andaf Yud Chesam Adbeiz, where we had 9 statements in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, first off in the second parak, Kol osan hashanim shayadam arishon benidui holid ruchin v'shedim v'leilin. Adam arishon gave birth to all of these unusual. That's another example of a person becoming something else. Person becoming ruchin v'shedim. See here too, says the Malach HaShlomo. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as a punishment, changed them. V'hashta nafka demas nisan. So are these people or are these animals? You gotta know. So first of all, that's why you say Mishana Habrius, because he was Mishana them. He changed them. He changed Brius. He changed the beings. And number two, the Mishnah has to tell me that what are these? They used to be people. So the Mishnah says, no. Now they're Chayas. Now they have the status of a Chaya in terms of Kilayim and the like. V'hasha nafka demas nisan bein lin yituma bein lin yin hanhaga misne. Right, that's the Chiddush. Good, and that's what he quotes also Umatzasi. That's what he quotes from Kabbalistic sources. And then the Malach HaShlomo says, I'm a Nigla guy. Umatzasi smach ledvarim mibreishes rabba. I found in a medrash a smach. Dala dvarim nishtanu bimei enosh. 10 things change in the Dar of Enosh, right? The beginning of Avodah Zarah. Haharim nasu trashim. Big mountains became rocks. Vehitchil hameis marchish. Mesim, you started to crawl. Vinasu pneyem kikofim. There's a smach. Their faces became like kofim. So if that's right after Hiskel Ames Marchish, that might mean after they died. After they died. What do you mean they draw marbles? We asked before. What, before they were killed? Maybe after they died. Part of their punishment was that they were nishtane even after. Vinasu chulin eitzel mazikin adkan. Okay, either way, feel free to look up this Malach HaShlomo in Kilayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. That's regarding peel and kof. So that came up in our Gemara as well. Okay, Amar of Nachman, last line, says the Gemara. So what are we paskin about this concept about chazaka shliach osa shlichuso? Major machlokas, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Nachman, bishel Torah, ein chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. When it comes to dinim d'oraisa, we do not say chazaka a shliach din shlichus. You gotta check it out. You gotta make sure. We don't say, oh, you could assume. Bishel sofrim, when it comes to derabanans, chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. You can rely on them for derabanans. V'rav Sheshes amar, no. Rav Sheshes says, doesn't matter, even by Doraisas, you could assume that the shliach did what he was supposed to do. What do we paskin? This is big Tosfos here. Rav Shimshon quotes that we paskin like Rav Sheshes because of the rule. We paskin like Rav Nachman by Mamanis. We paskin like Rav Sheshes by Isurim. So he paskin like Rav Sheshes. The Gemara continues and Tosfos continues and quotes from other Gemaras that we seem to not paskin like that. And the Ri says there's no raya because Rav Sheshes doesn't hold of shlichos or shlichuso except where if the shliach didn't do what he was supposed to do, the mishalach's going to get an avera. That's where Rav Sheshes says shliach hozeh shlichuso. But even Rav Sheshes would agree in a case where the mishalach isn't taking a risk that you don't say shliach hozeh shlichuso. Big discussion exactly what we paskin all different days in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar says maybe if he's doing a mitzvah, then you say chazaka shliach hozeh shlichuso. Either way, this is the discussion of the Gemara. The Achronim ask, the Sharam Sianim Balacha and others say, when we sell our chametz, so we make the Rav a shliach to sell the chametz. So what are we paskin there? Is that a daraisa? Chazaka shliach hozeh shlichuso? Would Rav Nachman say that's no good? That's the question of the Achronim. So what do you say by the Rav selling the chametz? So, the Sharma Sianim Balacha here quotes three answers. Number one, the Shach writes in Yeridea that if you pay somebody to do something, so then he's not a shliach, he's a poel. And even if you say, ein chazaka, that shliach hozeh shlichuso, a poel doing work is shliach hozeh shlichuso. He says, Venir Ali, he says, that's where the minna came from. The Balabayas, we don't think it's a nice thing to give the Rav a couple of extra bucks before Pesach, but it's a halachic reason. In order to make him a poel, not just a shliach, and therefore, in that way, we would be able to not have to rely on the chazak or shliach hozeh shlichuso. That's where Sternbach writes in the Shuvah as well, in Chelek Beis Simin. What Simin is this in? Chelek Beis Simin, Reish Yud Ches. Reish Yud Ches, Rav Sternbach also writes this, explaining the Minag. B'makam Acharei Veiti, Sheroi Dafka L'Shalem L'Rav B'Mechiris Chametz. Veveisi Yoson Medina. See, I'm saying this right after Pesach, so see, it's not nothing personal. You'll forget it by next year. Shaharav eino el shliach v'somchen alav shashliach hozeh shlichuso v'tamua shachazaka zos lo moa b'daraisa, as it says in Erev in Daf Lamed Beis. Ukimivur b'sidur agon, right? Rav Shneur Zalman daft shemina Torah. Even though midaraisa, you might say, what do you mean? It's the rabbanon. You're doing bittul. You're doing biur. It's the rabbanon. No, the time that you sell the chametz. Right? You don't have kavanah to do bittul on what you're selling. Right? You do bittul on whatever's left after the sale. So the sale is of real chametz. Of chametz that would be a daraisa of Ayur Abayim Atzei. V'yal karchach im lo chala mechira over min haTorah. V'tikshi hechmo mechiras chametz v'somchen al harav. V'alo asa lizbach v'daraisa. T'shliach hozeh shlichuso according to Rav Nachman. V'yal karchach mishalim, v'alkein mishalim l'rav schar. V'yazhu poel, v'yadiv mishliach. And like the Shach says, he quotes Choshe Mishpat, reisim in kufei. U'mol b'pol gam l'daraisa. V'yemkein midina. Roy l'shalim l'rav dafka shazu begeder poel umutter lismoch alav. It was another reason. Maybe what types of kinyanim kido are transferable. But either way, that is we've started back. That's reason number one. Reason number one, you can trust. Number two, back to the Sharm Sanim Balacha. Maybe you can rely on the fact that you're going to do bittul for everything you have left. So it's only a drabanan. That's another answer to get out of it. Even though at the moment that you sell it, you didn't do bittul yet. And the Od Yesh Lomar, maybe number three is that we're going to see in a few minutes that Bezdin has a different status. The rules of Shliach Hozeh Shlichuso don't apply to a Bezdin. So maybe the Rav has the status of a Bezdin. And that he's not Misatzel. And in that way, we can rely on him. Okay, different suggestions that are given. But again, this concept of Shliach Hozeh Shlichuso comes up all the time. Just one other example that will continue, and that is the Mishneh LeMelech. The Mishneh LeMelech discusses, he was asked, Nish'alti, he was asked, B'mishayel, somebody had an animal that was about to have a firstborn. Wonderful, mazel tov. But the problem is, we don't want to have any firstborn animals walking around. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what's advisable to do is to make a shutfis with a non-Jew. Right? These are the two places where we sell things to non-Jews. Chametz and Bechor. Bechor, what do? We give the non-Jew a certain percentage of ownership in the mother, so when the animal is born, it does not have Kedushas Bechorah. Because that's what we hold, that bailus of a non-Jew is mafkia Kedushas Bechorah. And then we'll buy back afterwards. We just don't want it because the Bechorah is automatically Kadosh. It's the only carbon. All other carbonos, We have to do something, so we just don't do a bizman hazeh. So we don't have any karbanas today. Even meiser. Meiser behemah is only if I count them and I label one as number 10. If I don't do that, there's no kedusha. So bechor, there's no choice though. It's automatic. So that's why we try to be mafkia the bailus. What if you made a shliach to go sell a portion of your bechor to a non-Jew? He disappeared and then the animal has a baby. So can you assume that he did what he was supposed to do? Tshuva, after chazaka zu, the cheska shliach hodosh lichusa hu chazaka alimta, even though it's strong, suggests the Mishnah Melech zeodafka lechumra. But then he says, maybe I'm wrong. Kivan nira de ein kala chazakos shavos. V'yishmakam dazlinu lakula mikoha chazakazu, te chazakos shlichos shlichuso, and not. And then the Mishnah Melech goes on one of his classic 12 column Mishnah Melechs. Feel free to look at it in chazakos shlichos shlichuso. But he has a couple of important points there. He talks about maybe forget the chazaka. If it's a derabbanan, you should be able to rely on it anyway. Because if something derabbanan lahakel, so that's his long discussion in the beginning of Bechoros Perek Dalad. That's where he has a discussion of Bechor. Again, this comes up in many places. Good. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheish is b'no amino law. We're going to try to find some sources now. Rav Sheish says, how do I know that you always apply the principle of chazaka shlichos shlichuso, even by d'oraisis? D'tnan, the Mishnah tells us, in Mesachas Menachos, Mishakarava Omer, Hutra Chadish B'yad, as we know, on the second day of Pesach, when the Omer, the special carbon of Omer, is brought from the first barley grains, only after that am I allowed to take part in the Chadash. The Isser of Chadash is mutar once the carbon is brought. Bizman azeh, when there is no carbon. So the Gemara discusses, do you go by the morning of the second day of Pesach? Do you go by the morning of the next day, just in case we're worried about the following year? But right when the carbon is brought, I know it's mutar. V'harechokeh, what if I live far away? In the days before internet, in the days before cell phones, I don't know when the carbon was brought. Right, there's going to be a mass text that goes out, Meheri Vana Beis HaMikdash, right after the Omer is brought, boom, Chadash is Mutter. Millions of Jews will at the same moment find out, we're all going to be on the Kohen Gadol list, right? They're going to be the Kohen Gadol Google groups, right? All of a sudden we're going to have an email, Omer brought. Boom, we can eat our Chadash. Unbelievable. But in the olden days, they didn't know. So Rechokim Mutar and Mechatzos Hayom Ve'elech. The Rechokim, when can you assume it was brought? By Chatzos you can assume. By Chatzos already, you can assume it was brought already. Ay, Bava HaChadosh Daraisu. We're talking about an Issa Daraisa. Viktani HaRechokim Mutar Mechatzos Hayom Ve'elech. And you see, you can rely on the fact that it was done already. Lav Mishum Chazak HaShliach HaDosh Lichuso. Says of Sheisha, this is my Raya. Aren't the Kohanim working on my behalf? They're my Shlichim. The Gemara in Nedarim has a machlokas, whether they're shluchei drachman or shluchei didan. But either way, they're working on my behalf. So, and you can trust them even by daraisas. That's what Sheshes is raya. Even by a daraisa, you're allowed to rely on this chazaka. Tosfos is bothered a little bit. What do you mean they're doing it for me? They're doing it for themselves. They also have an isra of chadash. This isn't a shliach. They're doing it for themselves. What kind of parallel case is this? Still, they're doing it early in the day for me. Right, they can do it later in the day for themselves. They're doing it early in the day. They're doing something for me. Okay, but that's Rav Sheshes. V'Rav Nachman, what would Rav Nachman answer back? Hossam, because it's any time. No, there's different. Lefisha Yodin, she ain't Bezdin is Aslimbo. Bezdin's different. Bezdin isn't lazy. Bezdin's not going to procrastinate, and therefore you can assume they were done. V'Ikadamri, or a different version of the same discussion. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, how do I know? And then Rav Sheshes is going to reject. Diktani time lefisha yodin shein bezdin misaslimbo. The reason this is a unique case, because of Bezdin. Bezdin udolom misaslimbo. Hashliach misaslimbo. But a shliach would be misatzel. A riot to me. For Rav Sheshes amalecha, no. Bezdin alpaga de yomesh. Bezdin, you're right. Bezdin is different. We assume Bezdin did it in the first half of the day. But shliach kulayoma. But at least the regular shliach, you assume it would be taken care of that day, and therefore you could still apply chazak hashlichos hashlichuso by deoraisis. That is all number one. Chadash, right, we're not going to talk about chadash now, maybe at the end if we have time, but that is concept number one. Number of sheishes min amina law. Number two, what's my source that you say chazaka shliachos shlichuso even by daraisas? Titania, the brisa says this week's parsha ha'isha sheish aleha leida oziva. A woman who had a baby, mazel tov, she has to bring a set of karbanos. A woman who is a zava, Azava Gedola. She also has to bring a set of karbanas. Right? We know the second parak, the first mission in the second parak of Mesechas Krisis lists off the Mechusre Kapara. Zav, Yoledes Mitzora. And maybe a ger. That's a machlokas. But a Zav has to bring karbanas. So a woman who had a baby or is a Zav has to bring karbanas. What does she do? And she cannot eat. Right? She's considered a Temeah. Until she cannot eat karbanos and other things until she brings her karbanos. What does she do? She goes there. It's a busy day in the base of Mikdash. So, mivia maos, when osenes b'shofar, she just dumps her money for the birds that she has to bring. She puts it in the box. And then she leaves. Vitoveles, and then later on at home, she could go to the mikvah. Va'ocheles b'kachim la'erev, she could eat kachim that night. Assuming that it was done already for her. So, my taima, la mishum damrina chazakash le'chos eshlechuso. Isn't it because, says Rav Sheshes, that the Chazaka, Shlichos Shlichuso, even by Daraisis. So for Rav Nachman says, no, the same answer. Hasam k'der Rav Shmaya. Da'amar Rav Shmaya, Chazaka ain't bezin shal kohanim omdim misham at sheyichlu kol moshe b'shofar. Right, there's a Chazaka. The bezin of kohanim do not stand from there, don't leave, until they've brought all the daily karbanas. They make sure that all the taste karbanas are emptied out. So again, this is not a normal shliach. This is the bezdin. This is kohanim, and therefore, don't compare this to the other cases. Good. Amar Rav Sheshes. Reminder: tonight is the parsha shir. Tonight is the parsha shir. One day earlier this week, but again, it relates to we're going to talk about the karbanos of zava as well tonight and leida. Bez Hashem. Amar Rav Sheshes. Try number 3. Mina amina law. How do I know that you say chazak shlichos shlichuso even by daraisas? Ditanya the braisa says, omer lachaveiro, tsei velakeit lecha teina miteinati. If Reuven says to Shimon, could you bring me some figs from my fig tree. And he didn't tell him whether he took off Trumas and Maishmas yet. Didn't tell him anything. He just said, go get me some figs. Ochol mehen arai, the shliach, so to speak, the shliach is allowed to eat arai under the tree. Because you can assume this wasn't nikvah, right? This wasn't nikvah yet for Maestris. And umasrin vadai. And you could assume betoras vadai that Trumas and Maestris were not taken off from this yet. Why? Because he didn't tell you an amount. He just said, go get some figs. How in the world would he be able to be mafrish if he didn't tell you an amount? So you're mafrish vadai. What does it mean, mafrish vadai? That means when you're mafrish, you must give the maaser rishon to the levi. You can't say, oh, prove to me that it's not really maaser rishon. You have to give it. You have to give the maaser ani to the ani. You can't keep it. That's the first case. But if he says, malei lecha kalkala zeh te'enim et'enati, please fill up this basket with figs, ochel mehen arai, then you can eat arai still from them, but umasra demai. Then you're ma'asra them as demai. Why? Because maybe he took off. He knew exactly how much he was telling you, the basket. You're ma'asra demai. What's the nafkamina? When I take off ma'asra rishon, I'm allowed to keep it. After I take trumas ma'asra from it. Because ma'asra rishon is not asr to araisa to a Yisrael. He has to give it to a levi. But if I'm not sure if this is ma'asra rishon, then I can keep it. Right? That's why Ezra, if you remember, by Yesheni, when B'nai Yisrael did not want to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and they said, I'm comfortable here in Bavel. I like it here. Only the Nebs went up. A couple thousand Jews went back up with Ezra Sofer. But they said it. So what did Ezra do? The Kohanim went up. The Levim didn't go up. Ezra made a knas. He said, forget it. No more Maaser Rishon to the Levim. Machlokas, that generation or forever. But he said, how can they do that? He can't do that to the Kohanim by Truma. You know why? Because Truma, if Misa Bnei Shemayim, if Yisrael eats it. But in Maaser Rishon, there's no punishment. So Ezra had that power. He was Kones, B'Shei Valtase. So here, Ma'asra and Demai. You're not sure, so you could treat it as Demai. Ba'medra Mamurim, when do we say this? Ba'am Ha'aretz. If the Am Ha'aretz is talking, meaning somebody who was not totally vigilant in his hafrashas. Avo Bechaver, but by a Talmud Chacham, then Ochel V'Netzorach La'aser. Then Ochel, then the person going to be Mafrish, you could assume that he definitely took off Shumas and Maestras already. You don't think of Maestras. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is the father. Rebbe is the son of Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ba'med V'Ramamurim Ba'am Ha'aretz. When do you say this by an Am Ha'aretz? Avo B'chaver, the opposite. Eino Ochal Ad She'aser. Then you know for sure you have to be Ma'afrish. Why? L'fi Shalom Nechshedu Chaverim Litrim Shalom Min Amukaf. Because we're not choshesh that the chaver, the Talmud Chacham, took off Trumas and Maestras from produce that was not connected to this one. And if I see there was no produce taken off from here, I know for sure that the hafrashos were not done. Machlokas Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Dvarai Midivrei Abba. Rebbe says, I like my own Shita more than my father's Shita. Why? Mutav, meaning I say that you for sure do not have to take off. Why is that better? Mutav sheyechshetu chaverim litrav shlo ben amukav v'lo yachilu l'amei ar tzvalim. Which chaver is worse? Giving taking the chance of somebody who you told to do something for you eating tevel versus not taking min amukav. Min amukav is a much less esser. So I'm happy with my own shita. Let's continue to the raya. Ad kan lo pligi ela. The machlokas here is only ela de marsavar nechshu, marsavar lo nechshu. The machlokas here is that whether they're chashid or not regarding this extra iser. Avo kulei alma chazak ashliachos ashlichuso. But everybody would agree. Who's the shliach here? The sender. It's just the opposite. It's the sender. The chaver is the shliach that he took off. He was mafresh, right? So everybody would agree to that. That's the assumption. Says Rav Sheshes. V'Rav Nachman, no hasam k'Rabbi Chanina Chozah. Again, a separate special case. Dav Rabbi Chanina Chozah. Chazaka al chaver she'ino motzi davar she'ino mesukan mitachas yado. This is a special cheskas chaver, right? That a chaver never lets something go out of his rishus that's not mesukan. I'm not taking any chances. If I'm giving this out to somebody, I'm worried about tevel. I'm worried they're going to eat it. They're not going to be mafresh. So that's the chiddush that we have there. Period. 1 point. Tosfos says teina miteinati. Rav Sheshes was bringing this as a raya that you say chazaka shliachos shlichuso even by daoraisas. Truas and maisers from figs. Is that daoraisa? Says Tosfos. What do you mean? I hold what Rashi and Tosfos hold all over Shas, six or seven different places. Right, that everything besides Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar is Drabanan. Only wheat, oil, and wine. That's it. Everything else is Drabanan. Only rabbinically required. So says Tosfos, what's going on here? Rav Sheshes is trying to prove from here, even by Daraisas, but it's Tainim. Says Tosfos on the bottom. Afal gav de meiser peres mi Drabanan. V'Rav Nachman mode to bishal sofrim chazak ashlich odesh lichuso. There's no machlokas about the rabbanans. Kivan de iker she meiser min haTorah chashish la kishel Torah. Since the idea though of shuvas and meisers is daraisa, we can still bring this as a raya. Okay, you might say, no, that knocks out the whole thing. This gemara could be a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam who says all fruit are daraisa. Again, there are gemaras on this side and on that side. There are gemaras that seem explicitly like the Rambam. The gemaras that seem explicitly like the other Rishonim. So this gemara goes on the Rambam side, right? The Rav Sheshes is bringing a raya. It's pretty dachuk what Tosfos says. He has to say it. He doesn't have a choice. But the Rambam would fit in beautifully. He holds all fruit are daraisa. Okay. We continue. Amar Mar, we just quoted in the Braisa, Bamedver Mamurim Ba'am Ha'aretz, Avol Bechaver, by an Am Ha'aretz, we say this. Oh, there's also an interesting discussion, just to mention Derech Agav, is a son allowed to argue on a father? Here, Rebbe is saying, yeah, I like my words instead of my father's words. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos Kibud Avaim, that you're allowed to as long as you do it with Derech Kavod. As long as you say, near in, like this Lashon here, you're not allowed to say, Abba, you are wrong. Right? You're not allowed to say that. Even if my father's 100% wrong, I'm not allowed to say, you're wrong. I have to say, I think maybe you can learn it differently. I think this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'm not so sure. Right? But there are halachas about any kind of conversation. There's differences between Torah topics and non-Torah topics. Are there other people there? Does somebody else hold like my father? If somebody else holds like my father and I think they're wrong, I can say to the other person, you're wrong. And then Mamela, my father's wrong too. But otherwise, there are halachas. It has to be B'derek Kavod. Okay. Amar Mar, B'meder, Amar Ba'am Aretz. Avol b'chaver ochel v'inatzorach la'aser divrei Rebbe. That was Rebbe's statement that by a chaver you could assume it was vaday taken off. So hayama aretz to kamar le'laman. This ama aretz. We say this whole discussion is about ama aretz. Who did the ama aretz give it to? Fine. So either don't matter. Ama aretz gave it. You have to be worried about demai if he gave you a specific amount. So who did he give it to? Ilema de kamar la'ama aretz chavrei. If it's one ama aretz talking to another ama aretz, and what's the halacha? The halacha is he has to be mafreshit. Ma'aser and demai mitzayis. So what do we say the halacha is? You have to be ma'aser demai. He's not going to listen to that. The first ama aretz doesn't care about it. So the second ama aretz is going to care about it? The same reason that demai was created in the first place. So what's the point of saying this halacha? Ela ba'ama aretz to come to the chaver. It must be that the case is an ama aretz, someone who's not trusted in afrashes, is talking to a chaver. And that's where we say the chaver, if the ama aretz gave a specific amount, has to chaver, has to take off. But Ema Seifa, but what about the next line? Divri, nirin divarai, midivri abba. Rebbe says, I like my words better. Why? Mutav sheyachshidu chaverim letrum shalom anamukaf, v'yal yachilu la'amei ha'aretz tevalin. So what does that prove? Amei ha'aretz, my boy Asim. What do you mean? We just said in the Reisha that it's an Am Haaretz giving it to a chaver. But we just said in the Seifa that it's clear the Am Haaretz is the one that's this the second one involved. So what's going on here? So Amar Avina, Reisha b'Am Haaretz shamar l'chaver, Seifa b'chaver shamar l'Am Haaretz. The Seifa is a case where the chaver talks to an Am Haaretz, v'chaver acher shomo, but another chaver, another Talmid Chacham, is right next to the Am Haaretz. Rebbe Savar, Oso chaver, the chaver that's listening on the side. You're right, the Reish and the Seifa are talking about two different cases. But this is the halacha. The chaver that's listening, Rebbe holds Oso chaver, Ochel v'enetzorach la'aser, he doesn't have to be ma'aser. Devada isurei ma'aser, hu chaver, kama ilavei. Definitely the first chaver was mafresh, because the first chaver is giving it to an amaretz. So he definitely was mafresh, and therefore this other chaver that's just on the side is able to trust. For Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, lo yochal ashiaser, no. You have to be, this other chaver has to be mafresh. Lefi shalom nechshidu chaverim lichrom shalom enamukaf. Because of the other element. V'yamar le, Rebbe, and Rebbe answered to that, mutav sheyechshidu chaverim lichrom shalom enamukaf, v'al yachilu amei aretz tevalim. Right, it's better for that. Mabemaikam elfugi, what's the rumach locus here between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Right, whether it's the, we assume that they were mafresh for sure, or we assume that they never would have taken shalom and amukaf. But my kamiflagi, Rebbe Savar, nichalela chaver, delevet hi yisura kalila, below levet amaris yisura rabba. I'll do a little aveira to save my friend from doing a big aveira. That's what Rebbe is saying. Rebbe is saying he'll do shalom and amukaf. He'll take off from somewhere else. That's better than giving the amaris tevel. So the amar, the chaver will do a little aveira to save someone else from another aveira, from a bigger aveira. For Reb Shimon Gamliel, savar no, nichal chaver levin amaretz isura rabba, v'yu afilu isura kliel lo levin. I'm not getting stained at all. His aveira, that's his problem, but I'm not doing anything wrong. That's what we assume the chaver's mentality would be. Period. The problem is, if you remember the Gemara at the beginning of Sefer Shabbos, we don't paskin chatei b'shvil sheyizkeh chaverecha. Remember the case. I see my friend who didn't realize it was Shabbos. He put some dough to make pita on the oven. There's an iser, and if he leaves that, that's going to be an iser daraisa of cooking on Shabbos. If I take that off, there's a special chachma in taking that off. So if I take it off, I'm going to violate an iser derabanan, preventing him from violating an iser daraisa. So we paskin, we don't say chatei b'shvil sheyizkeh chaverecha. You shouldn't take it off. He's doing the daraisa. What can you do? So how does that gemara work with Shita's Rebbe? In this Gemara. That's Tosfos' question. How does that work? So says Tosfos, no, there's a big difference. Right, why? Because over there we say, no, you don't do any Aveira. And here Rebbe says, better for him to do a little Aveira. The answer is because here, the Chaver caused the problem. The Chaver is the one that gave him the produce. So that's why we assume he'll say, it's my fault. So I'm going to do, I'll violate a little Aveira. Over there, I just see my friend do something wrong. So there we say, okay, don't get involved. Don't do any Aveiras. That's an important distinction. That Tosfos says, number one, or formulate it the other way. One way to formulate it is that here, it's my fault. The other way to say it is, there, it's his fault. Well, it's a similar idea. There, he was Poshea. There, he did something wrong. Here, he's not doing anything wrong. So that's Tosfos' two formulations. On the third line of Tosfos, Shaini Hacha, Shehu Gorim Lo Lavar, and then about 15 lines down, in the name of the Re, Lefisha, over there, it's David Lefisha Pasha. Either way, those are the two deos in the Tosfos, how you machali between our case and the case over there. The Ritva's Lashon is a little different. The Ritva's Lashon is that over there, what's the issue? You're saving him from a karbon. We don't say do a sin to save your friend from a karbon. To save your friend from eating treif, then you can say that. But he did something wrong, so bring a karbon, I'll get kapara. What? He already did the Aveira, so you're preventing him from the Aveira. So that's different. Here, you're saving him from the Aveira. Voyish Latari, it's a shiny hasam. Shein omrim lo la'adam sheyamod v'yechta b'shul sheyizkeh chaver lapotra mikarbon v'chiyev chatas. V'zen nachon ma'od. I like this answer, says the Ritva. Okay, the Ritva there, you can also look at other examples in Shas where we find people doing Averis for Lishma reasons. Right? The Gemara in Shab, in Brachas, about the Rebbe Lezer was Meshachar Avdo in order to make a minion. Right, that's a famous Gemara at Daf Mem Zayin. Okay, either way, the Ritva quotes a number of these Gemaras. Okay, says the next Mishnah. So up until now, we have been talking about the main issue in the Perek has been edibility. What are you allowed to use for your Erev Tchum? We started off with water and salt, and the last Mishnah we just had here on Daf Lamed Aleph, Demai, Maaser Rishon, all the different types of foods that are Asur D'Rabbanan, Asur D'Oraisa. So now the Perek switches to accessibility. The Erev has to be accessible to me at Bein HaShemashos when Shabbos starts. If it's not, it's not a good Erev. So here we go. Says the Mishnah. Nasnu bi'ilan l'mala me'asar tfachim. If I put the Erev in a tree above 10 tfachim, ain eruvo Erev. No good. Right, we'll have to see why. L'mata me'asar tfachim eruvo Erev. If it's under 10 tfachim in the tree, it's good. So the Gemara will explain. Nasnu babar, but if I put it in a pit, afilu amok, me'ama eruvo Erev. But if it's in a pit, even 100 amas deep, it's a good Erev. So what's the Reisha talking about? Yosef, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, Rav bar Nosson, Yosef Rav Anachmin Gabayu. These three rabbis were sitting in front of Rav Nachmin, Yasi Kamri, and they were talking about the following. Hi Elon de Koi Hecha. They were talking about our Mishnah. Where is this tree? Right, the Mishnah is Bechalik. If the Erev is put in the tree above 10 Tvachim, no good. Under is good. Where's the tree situated? Hecha, Ilema de Koi Bershus HaYachid. If the tree is in Rishus HaYachid, and we learned in the past, Rishus HaYachid goes all the way up to the sky. Rishus HaRabim stops at 10 Amas, 10 Tfachim. But Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid goes to the sky. So if the tree is in Rishus HaYachid, so Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata, Rishus HaYachid, Ola Al-Rakia. Why is there a problem? By Rishus HaYachid, if it's the tree is in Rishus HaYachid, the ground is Rishus HaYachid, the air is in Rishus HaYachid, what's the problem? So Ve'ela, it must be the Koy Rishus HaRabim. It must be the tree is in Rishus HaRabim. And the issue is what? It's a very wide tree and the branches are wide. And the tree represents above its own Rishus. It's four tefachim wide, as we'll see. The miskaven, so again, the tree is in Rishus HaRabim. The miskaven lipshos hecha. So where did you have kavana to have your shvisa? If you had kavana, you look at the spot and you say, my shvisa is up there. So again, what's the problem? The floor is Rishus HaRabim, the tree is Rishus HaYachid, but you have kavana to have your shvisa in the tree. Hu ve'iruva b'makam echadu. No problem. So Elas, we keep limiting the case. It's a case where the tree is in Rishus HaRabim, and you must have had a kavana to be have shvisa on the ground. Elan eskavin lishvos l'mata. You had kavana to be on the ground, which is a Rishus HaRabim. The Erev is up in the tree, which is a Rishus HaYachid. It's above 10 tefachim, and it's 4 tefachim wide. That's what we assume now. Rashi has that in. And that's the problem. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. So if it's lower than 10 tefachim, so then it's okay, because it's in the same Rishus, there's still enough Erev to get the Erev. V'akam ishtamish b'ilon. There's still enough Siddur Rabbanan to take your Erev out of the tree. Remember, any usage of a tree on Shabbos, taking something off a tree is also using the tree. That's also Asur D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, la'olam dekoy b'Rishus HaRabim, v'niskavim lishmos l'mata, as we said. Right, it's in Rishus HaRabim, you have kavana to be on the ground. The Rebbe, he, but Rebbe, to Amar, called Davar Shomishim Shvus, Lagazo Ben Hashmashas. You're right, it's in Rishus HaRabim to use the tree. But there's no Isuri Durabanan, according to Rebbe, at Ben Hashmashas. We don't pass in this across the board. We mentioned back in the beginning of Sekhar Shabbos, Amir La'akim or Mako by certain Durabanans, but don't just say you can do all Durabanans during Ben Hashmashas. But Rebbe holds that way. So therefore, there's no problem. What, you'd have to climb the tree, you'd have to use the tree? At Ben HaShemashos, that's okay, that's Mr. Rabbanan. And therefore, under 10 Tfachim is okay, above 10 Tfachim is a problem. This was the whole discussion of the Talmidim in front of Rav Nachman. Amalu Rav Nachman, suddenly Rav Nachman chimes in, Yaisher, Shkoyach, great discussion. V'chein Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said the same exact, Shmuel interpreted the Mishnah the same exact way as you did. How? It's a Rishus HaRabim, you have Kavanah to be Shoveis on the bottom, and we're according to Rebbe. Amrule, they said, Pasriso Bakule Hai. Wow, you also interpreted it exactly like this? Inunami Haki Patriba. What were they so surprised about? They figured it out and he figured it out. What were they so surprised about? Ela Haki Amrule. No, this is what they said to him. Kabeisu Lebe Gamara, do you have a misora about this? Like, is this an accepted understanding of the Mishnah? It's not just your suggestion of yours? Amrule, who in? He says, yes. This is an accepted interpretation of the Mishnah. Period. Bar Nami and Rav Nachman didn't just tell them; he made a statement. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hacha Beilah Naomi versus a Rabbi Maskinon, Gavoa Asar V'Rachav Arba. There it's explicit. V'Niskaven Lishmos Lamata V'Rebbe He Damar Kal Davar Shumishim Shvus Lo Gazer Alav Bein Hashmashos. Right. So that's the Ukimta that we have in the Gemara about the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to talk more about accessibility in Erevin tomorrow. Again, remember, the Daf Be'in Shir hopefully should be up, related to Mitzvahs Avohenos Hinu. Parsha Shir is tonight. And again, just so we haven't reminded in a while, anybody who wants to join our effort in terms of building a shul in Eretz Yisrael, helping us in our project as we create a new home for the OU worldwide family, in terms of where the daf will be given, Bez Hashem, feel free to go to our website to partner with us, nofehashemesh.com, nofehashemesh.org, and join the team. Okay, everybody should have a good day.